I want to thank you for coming. I am Robert Hubbard, and I am officially announcing my candidacy for the 3rd District of the U.S. Congress at the urging of many citizens throughout the 3rd District. Now, I said 3rd District twice because I'm not running for Senate, and I'm not going to kick in for the 5th District. I think they have enough candidates there. This is not an overnight decision. We have been in the planning stages for the past 6 months with a group that I affectionately call my kitchen cabinet, and we've had some great times together planning and working on doing this very thing. When asked why I'm running, my answer is simple. I cannot think of a better time than now. This is the time when our nation needs consistent conservative leadership. We are here today because the freedom we enjoy that was bought and paid for by the sacrifice of so many who have fought and died for this nation. We owe such a great debt of gratitude and support to those who have returned and are still returning from war and who will battle the rest of their lives with physical and mental injuries. And I'm not holding back to tell you that I'm ashamed of our congressmen who have once again asked these veterans to sacrifice by cutting their benefits. It's time we fix the problem. Oklahoma is supposed to be the reddest, most conservative state in the nation, and yet, time after time, we see our leadership to vote yes on a behemoth national debt. We are approaching $18 trillion in debt. How much is $18 trillion? We have approximately 314 million citizens in the United States that are a population. You divide that into $18 trillion. And each one of us, man, woman, and child in this nation, now has a debt of $57,324.84. This is not sustainable, and one day it will end. And it's time we fix the problem. One of Oklahoma's greatest assets is her agricultural industry. I am proud to say that I have been a part of that industry for quite some time. We are so blessed to have families working together on farms and ranches to help feed the nation and the world, and yet I am disturbed by our leadership in Washington that continues the corporate welfare for the Walmart-type operations. Ladies and gentlemen, not only does the government pick up 62% of crop insurance premiums, in 2012, the government gave those same insurance companies $1.4 billion for their overhead and operating cost. I think all of us could be successful if we ran a business in that way. I am also concerned that our young men and women who are attending Oklahoma State University and other agricultural universities throughout our state will never realize their dreams of owning and operating their own farms and ranches because they cannot compete with this corporate welfare. It's time we fix the problem. I pledge to you that I will never be investigated by the House Ethics Committee and that I will not take fact-finding trips to Ireland for my wife and me at the expense and invitation of lobbyists. The 3rd District seat should belong to the people of Oklahoma, and right now it belongs to the lobbyists in Washington. It is time we fix the problem. I am excited about the prospects of this campaign. We are going against the business-as-usual gang in Washington. That's why I ask the people in the 3rd District, from the eastern edge of Skytook to the Boys City community in the Panhandle, to my friends in Altus in southwest Oklahoma. This is a large district. And I have asked, and they have come to me, wanting to join my campaign for Congress. Together, I know we can make a difference and win the Republican nomination on June the 24th. I ask for your vote and your support and this campaign to make a difference for all of us who are conservatives that live in the great state of Oklahoma. Thank you.